Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. Today we're going to talk about the most important thing that you and I need. Let's just say that if we don't get it, then the end result is going to be something that we truly don't want.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the last video we discussed Surah Al-Fatiha and the importance of this surah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us while we recite this surah in our salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided this surah into two parts. The first part is all about praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorifying Him. And in the second half of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to ask Him about one thing. And that one thing is the greatest thing that we need, the most important thing that you and I as Muslims we need.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in this surah the only thing to ask Him for, and that one thing is guidance, to guide us to His path, the path of Islam, the path of the Quran, the path of the Sunnah, the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is upon this path? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those individuals who you have favored. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that who these individuals are.
وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا.
Whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, then those are the individuals that will be upon the people that Allah has favored from the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And how great of a companion are those individuals. So not only are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, but we're asking Him to guide us to the path of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. He favored, and their end result is Jannah. And at the same time, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from the path of those individuals that have earned His anger and are astray. Now we might ask that if I'm reading the Quran and I'm praying my salah and I'm doing good, does that not mean that I am guided? I'm upon guidance? The answer is no. Because we need guidance 24/7. We are in dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guiding us to His path, increasing us in guidance, and most importantly, keeping us steadfast upon that path. Because the purpose is not just to know the path of guidance, but to actually act upon that path, to be steadfast upon that path, to be continuous on that path until we breathe our last breath. And if we look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is our example, he is our role model, and who can be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He knew Allah the most, he was the most conscious, the most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Anas radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to frequent the dua, the supplication, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O turner of hearts, keep my heart firm upon your religion, upon your way. So Anas said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, we believe in you and what you brought. Do you fear for us? He said, yes, because the hearts are in between the two fingers from the fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He turns them how He wants. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making this dua while being His Messenger, while receiving revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my dear brothers and sisters, how badly do we need guidance? And we see the example that how people change. And we might know people like this. Once upon a time we saw them, they were righteous and they were doing good deeds and they were trying their best, and all of a sudden, a whole switch, a complete turnaround, and now they are far, far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guidance doesn't just mean to do many, many, many good deeds, but it means to do it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that He loves. And what is the way that He loves? Is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaytan is not going to leave us alone. He's going to do his best. Today we might be upon guidance, but we don't know what the end result is. We don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. And Shaytan's going to try his best, and he's going to be patient. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our weaknesses. He knows how to come to us and push our buttons. And he will wait for his opportunity. Imam Ahmed, when he was on his deathbed, his son narrates that he was going in and out of consciousness. And then he was saying, "Not yet, not yet." So he feared for his father. And then when his father came to consciousness, and he said, "Oh my father, you were saying not yet. What did you mean by this?" So Imam Ahmed said that I saw Shaytan and he was biting his hand. And he told me that, you know, Ahmed, you got away from me. And Imam Ahmed, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said that not yet, not until I leave this world am I truly saved from your plan. And if Imam Ahmed, a giant in this religion, feared for his faith, for his guidance until his last breath, then it shows us the importance of guidance, and to be continuous upon the path of guidance, and to die upon guidance. And the believer, that it is a state that they do their best, they try their best, but they are also fearful about what the end result is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that the ones who strive and do good will get the good ending.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
He is saying that whoever strives in our way, strives to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, we guarantee that we will guide them to our path. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those individuals who strive and struggle to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best manner that they can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth, that if we struggle and we are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will be blessed with a beautiful ending, with an eternity of happiness. Not only in the hereafter, but also in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with a beautiful life. Today's exercise is, number one, to really reflect and ponder over our situation. What is our situation when it comes to guidance? How important is guidance to us? What am I willing to do to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we look at the amount of people in the world today, and amongst them, how many Muslims there are, and amongst the Muslims, how many people are rightly guided, are moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we come to realize that how important guidance is, the second step is to constantly be asking Allah for guidance. And if you look at our lives, we'll see that we fluctuate during the year. Sometimes we're struggling, sometimes we're doing really good. So we constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to His path, to guide us to the things that He loves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely answer the dua of the one who is sincere to Him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and not only guide us, but guide our family and our friends. And we also make dua for those individuals who we love. We ask Allah to guide them. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم